Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Toth moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is walked intentionally. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst takes first base on ball four. Oliver scores. Toth moves to third. Webb moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rein moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Rein moves to third. Heving moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rein tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldman moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Goldman scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rhine moves to second. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-0 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhine scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFadden moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Tote reaches second base with a double. McFadden scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. Tote moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Tote scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Belbin now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-2 in the game. Hebbing hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McFadden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Rein moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rein scores. McFadden moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFadden scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goldman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Bean reaches second base with a double. Goldman moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goldman scores. Bean moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bean scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Miller moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. Averill moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goldman hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bean for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-3 in the game. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. McFadden goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Webb scores. Durst moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Durst. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heving hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got five RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. Two outs. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Belle Bean. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Porter moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.